The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So let's start. The first one is kind of fun, at least I think, and it's not meditative, so don't worry about your highly refined meditation posture just yet. We'll get to that in a little bit. So here's something I've learned from a woman who's my guide into trauma work. And it's going to be a series starting with my favorite. And later, if you're interested, I can give you a resource for these practices. It's called yawning. At least that's the first one. And you can learn this from your cat, if you've got a cat. Cats are great yawners, so are horses, but not everybody in Minneapolis has a horse in their backyard. But if you have the opportunity to watch a cat, a dog, or a horse do a full body yawn, that's what we're going to work on. So you might want to close your eyes if you get if you were taught as a little kid it's impolite to yawn. I'll be honest, I think that's one of the many oppressions we take on, to be polite and nice and good. And I'm tired of all that. So I'm aware there are certain places, you know, you don't go yawning when a cop pulls you over for speeding, especially if you have dark skin. But I think it's okay here to have permission. So here's how it goes. Have you seen a cat yawn when they do their full body stretch? So just do it. If you want, close your eyes and do a full face yawn. Yeah, and you're already doing the sounds, that's good. And since we're mindfulness practitioners, be mindful of the sensations. Yawn some more. When you yawn with your whole body, can you feel the yawn in your shoulders, your back, your neck, your belly, your thighs? How's that feel? Have you ever sat down to meditate and felt neck tension? Yawn. Make yawning a pre, if it's every time, yawn before you meditate. It doesn't take that long, and it's not painful, right? So, and if in the middle of a meditation it's feeling kind of stagnant and stuck, it's okay to yawn. The Buddha's not going to come down out of the sky and zap you. Where does that stuff come from? We have all these little middle class hang-ups. Well, is it okay if I yawn in the middle of a meditation? Why even ask? The body, ask your cat. And feel it in the body, how you can loosen up and drop some stuff. I think it's pretty amazing. It's like, I had to, you know, I've been a meditation teacher 30 years. and just rediscovered yawning. So that's part one.